What's up, guys? What's going on? What's going on? Waiting the sub kilo shell again in a fear. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Oh my goodness, I am so happy to be back. Guess who's back? Back, back, back again, again, again. Chima's back, back, back. Tell your friends, hey. Oh my goodness, I am way too hyped. I am way too excited to be back. It's been 2 months. The 2 months actually felt like a lifetime. I am happy to be back. I'm happy to be here again, here with more bands, here with more talks, here with more insights as your sensei. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be back. It is so good to be back. This is likely going to be the shortest episode because this is like my welcome back special slash Independence Day special slash shout out special. Oh my goodness. Yesterday was the International Podcasts Day, and I didn't even know until I went online late, I think sometime in the afternoon during lunch. I went online and I saw other podcasters putting up Happy International Podcast Day. I was like, hey, wow. I checked, I did some more research, and I found out that it was actually the International Podcast Day. To show you how much I didn't know, I had to rush, put up a design, and I went and did a very, very bloody blunder. I went and put DM very sharp like this in my mind. I did a very sharp design. Happy International Podcasters Day. Rubbish. It was when I checked other of all the millions of people who posted stuff about that day, I was the only one. The only somebody that went there and did what was on his own chase. Am I the fox to be a podcaster? Do I have to show myself? God forgive me. But in all, I celebrate all the podcasters out there. Like, you guys are amazing. The kind of work you guys put into your craft. I mean, you guys are so amazing. You guys are so wonderful. You guys come up with such excellent work, and I celebrate you all. I want to give a special shout out to a very wonderful woman, a very powerful woman, someone who created a platform, a community to accommodate all the podcasters in Nigeria. Her name is Sarah Oseki. She is the anchor for the Edo Woman podcast. I want to give you a special shout out. You don't know what you're doing for us, but you might not know, let me put it that way, you might not know what you're doing for us, but you are actually doing a lot for us. You're giving us a voice. You're giving us a room to shine. And it's a big deal. And I say, I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone when I say you are special to us. And we thank you. We celebrate you. I also want to celebrate every other podcaster out there. You guys, like I said, you guys are doing amazing work. Don't stop. We are looking. I personally am looking up to you guys. I'm looking at you guys. I'm following your steps. You guys are encouraged. I mean, I look at what you do and I ask myself, Chima, let's have this conversation. Let us converse with our save. I told myself, I look at the mirror. I said, self. Myself said, And I said, are you sure? Are you sure you want us? Are you sure you want to continue with these? You know. But yeah, you guys are really, really great. And I celebrate you. I'm actually glad I know you guys. At least when we ask ourselves, I know this person, I know that person, and it's a big deal, really. And so that brings me to the crux of the matter for today. Today is like my welcome back special. And what better way to say welcome back than to do it on the day Nigeria turns 60. To be very frank, this is my own disclaimer, I didn't plan it to be this way. It just happened that way. But the question now is this: how can I help? You might be wondering, why that question? How can I help? Nigeria is where she is today. And we are not going to stand here. In fact, the purpose for this episode is not to list out the problems of our great nation. Of course, if we give everybody a chance to talk, everybody will have something to say about the problems. But the question now is, how can I, Chima, from where I am, from this my space, how can I help? It's a very popular saying that if you want to change the world, start by making your own bed. If you want to change the world, start by making your own bed. Are you really, really ready to... Are we really, really ready to have that conversation right now? How many of us made our beds? But that's really the way it is, practically. Start from where you are. I am a victim of this too. Or I am a culprit. I'm guilty of this too, this offense too. Like I have dropped the ball on many occasions, on several occasions. There's this general notion that blacks are naturally late. Even me at my place of work, I have been late to work on many occasions. Something I'm more proud about, but it is something I have decided that I am going to change. Because to change Nigeria, I have to also change myself. Imagine that everybody in Lagos, or everybody in Delta State, or everybody in River State, or everybody anywhere at all. Imagine that everybody just decided, let's say for instance, everybody in Lagos, for the fact that Lagos is where it is. Imagine that everybody in Lagos decided to change themselves, how far Nigeria will change. Then imagine everybody in the north, or everybody in the south, or everybody in the east, everybody in the west. You know, just like that, we all decide in our little spaces to do better. Imagine how our nation will become, how our nation will turn out. Do you even know that you have a responsibility? Many of us believe that we are too small to make a difference. And yet, there's this great saying that, and I searched for a man. All it takes is one man who will make a difference. All it takes is one man who will take a stand and say, you know what, I want to be more responsible. We're not even saying go and start the politics, which is good. But are you willing to start this change from where you are? From where you are. How can I help is the question now. I can help by starting from my office, my attitude to work, my attitude to my family, my attitude to people around me, my attitude to those who don't even like me. In fact, my attitude to people of another tribe. How can we help? How can I help? It's a question that we need to consciously ask ourselves. I have asked myself that question severally. How can I help? I need to take responsibility. This nation is waiting for you to rise up. This nation is waiting for you to decide to make a difference from where you are. Really, from where you are. As a parent, as a mother, as a father, take responsibility to train your child. Train up a child in the way he should grow. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you see that the training might not even be relevant at the time you're giving it, but sometime down the line, it will still be relevant. It will come to play. How can I help? Guys, I think that is the much I am willing to take, or I want to take for this episode. But you know what they say? That a word is enough for the wise. Today is a good day to be happy. Today is a good day to be joyous. Today is a good day to be glad. Love on yourself. Love everyone around you. Show love to people. Extend a hand of fellowship to someone. Meet a need. It is good for us to pray to get destiny helpers. But also, we can also find a way to be destiny helpers to people. All someone needs now might be 100 naira to change his or her life. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody. And let's make our great nation Nigeria and the world at large a better place. Have a wonderful day, guys. I love you all. I'm so happy to be back. Let's go make a difference out there. Take care.